we get into the transfer update with our exclusive morning show voiceover man, Matty P.
Good morning, Matt. Yeah, look, I had a piece of music sorted out, which I thought was going to be good, but Tommy's come in executive producer style and overruled me, so we're going to use this. And now it's time for an NRL player transfer update with 2AM Tommy.
Tommy.
Put it up, Matty P. Put it up, Matty P. The red, white, the roosters,
the eastern. Okay, Tommy. Before we hook into this, you used your executive producer card to make that call. Is that right?
I did.
Okay.
It's a morning of celebration.
No, this is fine. That's fine. Go for your life. But I'm just, Matty P, I'm just going to put this card just over here. And, you know, it's the one that says overruled.
Yeah.
So let's go back to the music that you were going to use.
Oh, okay.
put him on the spot now, mate. Here we go.
And now, an NRL player transfer update with 2AM Tommy.
Gee, we shut that one down quick, didn't we, Tommy?
Well, I just wanted to celebrate. I know a lot of our listeners, NRL fans just in general, Brandon Smith, he's going to the Sydney Roosters, the promised land. How great is that news? There's my transfer update. All done and dusted.
That's it.
Amazing. I was very shocked. And I've listened to the YKTR Sports. I've been following them for a couple of years now. I do own a bit of their clothing. They make some pretty enjoyable content. But, yeah, you mentioned off the top, Matty, Brandon Smith, he is one of their athletes. It's similar to what a player would sign with Nike or Adidas. He signed a deal now with YKTR. You know, it stands for You Know the Rules. Reggie started as a clothing brand. Now they've gone into the sports media side. I was very taken aback when I saw him make those comments, just because you never really hear players be so open and transparent about the negotiation process, especially with the Roosters, and especially when they've still got 12 months left to run on their current contract. So, you know, there's been a lot of discourse in the media and on Twitter as well about people saying it's disrespectful to the Storm, it's disrespectful to the organisation that gave you a debut, stood by you this off-season about all the off-season scandals that happened as well. I am with you in the sense, and I'm not just saying this because I am a Roosters fan, I am with you in saying that, look, we want our players to be transparent, we want them to be open and be honest when they're doing interviews. I mean, if we had Brandon on this morning, you would have been asking him the exact same questions. Who are you signing with? What's the negotiation process been like? Can you give us any insight into what Trent Robinson and the Roosters staff had said to you in the negotiation process and in their meetings? And if he said it on here, the listeners would be saying, oh, you know, that's a great scoop by SEN. Well done, Matty White, for getting the answers out of him. So, I mean, yes, it is disrespectful, probably the way that he said it. I mean, I think the only problem that listeners have with his comments is the comment where he says, I want to win a premiership in that jersey. I think that's the only part of where, especially Melbourne Storm fans, and I get that, that's where they're put offside.
Lindsay from New Lambton says, love what Brandon Smith said, but if you're going to be open and honest, do it all the time. Speak honestly about the East proposal, yep. Speak honestly about what white powder was, etc., etc. Well, there are times, Lindsay, and you do raise a very good point there. There are times when they're just not going to say stuff. And that substance scandal this year is absolutely okay. They're just not going to say it. Mm. So as much as we want them to be open about that, I'm here to tell you they're just not going to be for a whole raft of reasons. But you're right. If he's going to speak openly and honestly about this, then you want to kind of do it all the time as much as you can. So it's a fine line, this one. It's a really fine line, Tommy, and I get the disrespectful part, but I'd like to know from Melbourne supporters in particular, more likely, from his coach and the club itself, if they felt disrespected by what he was saying, or if they just went, you know what, that's Brandon Smith, at least he's talking openly. We don't know, you know, exactly how honest he's being about everything that he's saying in there. Was Trent Robinson, you know, talking French all the time and all that kind of stuff? But at least we know what he's saying. He's trying to put it out there as open as he can. I'd just like to know from the other side who thinks it's disrespectful and why, and what part of it is disrespectful to the club that he's currently with. Is it the whole part that he's talking openly about somebody else perhaps being where he's going to play, or is it individual comments that he made along the way?
Mm. And I guess the interesting part now as well, and he mentioned it in that last bit of audio that we played, is he said he's going to meet with the Melbourne Storm. He's going to meet with Craig Bellamy and I assume Frank Panisi, their head of football. So can they entice him to stay with Melbourne? It doesn't seem like that, given of what he said publicly. It seems like his mind is nearly made up. And Brent Reed's reported this morning that it is made up and he's going to the Roosters. But can Melbourne somehow get him to backflip and re-sign with the club? It's going to be very, very interesting.
Tommy, all this talk has taken... we've buried the lead here, and I can't believe I've done it, about the big news in rugby league across the weekend that you were privy to. You were right there. You've got photographic proof.
I do have photographic... I wouldn't say it's big news, but yeah, I did see... I was lucky enough to be at a little house soiree on Saturday night, a nice, enjoyable Saturday night, and the one and only Brandon Smith was there in Bondi. So
no.
I did, yeah, he was there. I got a flick with him on the camera. I asked him, mate, have you signed with the Roosters? Me and my mate, because we're big Roosters fans. He goes, I can't say anything, boys, and just laughed at us.
So the breaking news is that 2 AM Tommy had a photo with Brandon Smith in the eastern suburbs on the weekend.
In Bondi, in the heart of Bondi.
In Bondi, the heart of Bondi. You don't get any more Roosters than right there.
But it was just great. I think he's just getting accustomed to the new area, Matty. Why wouldn't you?
Oh, jeez.
Hey, Braden, if you're listening, I can show you around Bondi Beach as well. Show you some apartments.
Who else was there?
Who else was there? Oh, I think there were some other people there, but we won't go into detail there.
So you were just hobnobbing with rugby league's finest.
I try my best.
Incredible. Okay. So there you go. 2 AM Tommy has heard it first. He didn't get an answer, but he heard it first and he saw the cheese in Bondi. Can we get some cheese spottings? If you spotted the cheese somewhere across the weekend, can you let us know? Let us know where he was. Did he stop in at the local? Was he down at the pizza shop? Was he sniffing at real estate agents? Have you had a call? Have you had a call from the cheese looking for places? Just let us know. 0457 736 736. What else is happening, Tommy?
Yeah, so we spoke about it at length on Friday about kind of what's going wrong at Parramatta Eels, and we had a lot of fans frustrated on the text line. As we know, Reid Marnie's going to go to the Bulldogs, Niokore's going to the Warriors, and Papali'i is going to the Tigers. Well, Brad Arthur has come out in an interview with the Sydney Morning Herald about a lot of these players leaving, and he goes, we want to keep these guys, but it's impossible to do so. Am I disappointed these boys have to leave? Definitely. I appreciate and understand it's a brave decision from them. None of them have enjoyed coming in and telling me that they're leaving the club. Everyone has got a different situation or need from the game, and I can't be the one that makes judgments on that. We've tried the best we can in terms of managing our cap. This is more about management of the cap than what we think they're worth. But I'm not panicking about it. I'm more than comfortable and I don't take it personally. We will get more players and we will develop more players. The club is in a better place than it has ever been. It will be bigger than any of us. So the thing I'm really intrigued by is what he says here. He goes, this is more about management of the cap than what we think they're worth. So a lot of what's been reported is that the Eels management has kind of undersold these players. They've kind of underpaid them in their approach and in what they're offering. And then so these other clubs have come in and offered them what the players think they're actually worth. So Brad Arthur's come kind of hit back and said, this is not about, this is about the management of the cap not underpaying them or not offering a lot less than what they think they're worth in the first place.
Well, you said on Friday, if you're a Parramatta Eels fan, you want somebody from the club, high up in the club, to come out and lay down the roadmap and tell us what's going on and tell us what the plans are. Well, good on Brad Arthur for taking up that initiative. Now, before I let you go, the Berkeley Eagle has texted in, put a bit of a dampener really on your exclusive photo with Brandon Smith. Brandon also had a photo with DCE the other day.
Yes, I did see that on Instagram. Yeah, he was at, I think, Manly Wharf Bar. And then we just got another one from Bulldog Bog saying, hi, Matt. I saw Brandon Smith having lunch on Sunday at the Chinese restaurant in the Bulldogs Elite Club with Gus and Trent Barrett. Well, Bulldog Bob, I hope you took a photo and it was better quality than the one.
No. It's got to be grainy.
It's got to be grainy. It has to be grainy.
It's got to be grainy, Bulldog Bob. Have you spotted the hectic cheese? Can you let us know? 0457 736 736. As I mentioned at the top of the show, the Formula One world is reeling this morning after the death of Sir Frank Williams, of course, started the legendary Williams team. Alan Jones drove to the championship in 1980. It was Williams's first ever Drivers' Championship. And AJ, of course, has remained an absolute hero to that organisation and to a lot of us. I'll catch up with Alan Jones right after this.